And something, a log or something, burns all the way down. You said it burned all the way down to...
ashes.
All right, and I'm sitting in a...
chair.
All right, and that piece of furniture in the living room is a...
sofa.
Okay. And a piece of furniture in a bedroom in which you you might place underwear and socks and things.
A dresser.
Okay. And all of the tables and chairs in a house are all different pieces of...
furniture.
And on the window, you don't have any on this window, but on some...
a shade.
Yeah. How about a small... in the bedroom, you open up a door, a place where you hang up clothes.
A closet.
Yes. Now, how about a movable one?
A wardrobe.
Yes. Would you say that again, please?
A wardrobe.
Okay. And up above, in some houses, I don't know if you have one here, but in some houses, above the living space in a house, above that, there's a place where...
an attic.
Yes. And then, have you ever lived in a house or seen a house that had a kitchen that might have been separated, that was separated?
Yes.
The rest of the house. Does that have a special name?
No, I just always heard the kitchen.
Okay. How about a small room off the kitchen where provisions are kept?
A storeroom.
Yes, but specifically foodstuffs.
Pantry.
Uh-huh. How about a room, you might have answered this with your last response, but a small room, or it doesn't have to be small, but just a room for storing old, worthless furniture, implements, and so forth.
Storage room.
Okay. What would you call this stuff? Old, worthless furniture. And I'm not talking about valuable antiques necessarily,
yes,
but just...
well, I don't know the word you want then. Not rummage.
No. I was thinking if either you might... use the term, either the term, a plunder. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Is that familiar to a plunder?
Yes.
And a plunder?
Yes.
Room?
Plunder.
Uh-huh. Or junk, which would be more...
I believe plunder.
Okay. Would you ever call that a plunder room? Have you ever...
yes, I'm familiar with that expression.
Okay. Would you say it?
Plunder room.
Yeah. And you sweep a floor with a...
broom.
And if the broom, we're talking about where the broom is in relation to the door. It's here. You'd say it's
behind.
Yes. And on Monday, traditionally, people did their
wash.
Yes. And then
cleaning.
And then after that, their
ironing.
Yes. Would you say those two things together?
Washing and ironing.
Yes. And to get from the first floor of the house to the second floor, you have to walk up the
stairs.
All right. And now you mentioned this before. You talked about this as the really the most desirable feature of this large house you lived in. Out in front there was a
porch.
Yes. Now, in order to qualify as a porch, must it have a roof over it? In your mind?
Yes.
What would you call it if it didn't have one?
A terrace.
Okay. Are there any? Have you always used only the term porch, or are there other
veranda?
Okay, is that...
piazza.
Okay, now how do these differ?
I would say the same.
Okay, they're just variants for the same thing. Okay, if the door were open and you didn't want it that way, you might ask someone, please...
close.
Yes, what might you say a little more, another word instead of close? The door was open.
Shut.
Yeah. On the outside of a frame house, they sometimes nail up this...
clapboard?
Did someone ask, did he drive in that nail?